from ABC News. I'm Joan Bennett. President Obama offering advice and praise for a West African nation that's thriving as a democracy. Mr. Obama speaking to Parliament in Ghana. ABC's Ann Compton traveling with the president joins us live.
2,000 Africans have crowded into Accra's Convention Center, Joan, to hear the first African-American president.
I have the blood of Africa within me. And my
In fact, they are applauding his tough love message today, warning them that modern political problems in Africa cannot be blamed on their colonial past. And Joan, U.S. embassies all over the continent are showing this televised speech to thousands of Africans.
ABC's Ann Compton live from Ghana. Hundreds of passengers aboard a British Airways Boeing 747 were forced to use slides to evacuate the jet last night after fumes filled the cabin as the plane backed away from a gate at the Phoenix airport. This passenger says it was scary.
It was very smoky and very hot, and within a few minutes we had to evacuate.
About 15 people were injured sliding down the chutes. The problem was thought to be electrical. Major banks now saying no to California's IOUs, refusing to accept promises of payment. ABC's Laura Marquez with more.
California is running out of cash and paying bills with IOUs, some $354 million worth and counting. After today, most major banks will stop accepting them. Those who do business with the state will have to wait until October to redeem the IOUs.
The bankers are trying to force the California legislature to break its logjam over a $26 billion budget gap.
Here one day,
a parade of Michael Jackson impersonators at a gathering in Gary, Indiana last night. Several family members also on hand for a celebration of Jackson's life, the place he called home until the age of 11. You're listening to ABC News.
A moonlight carriage ride down a cobblestone road, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and with every bump, the pain drives you insane.
I should have used Preparation H.
Preparation H cream with maximum strength pain relief still relieves burning and itching and adds maximum strength pain relief on contact. It's the most complete Preparation H relief ever.
Don't you love carriage rides?
I do now.
Preparation H cream, pain relief on contact. Use as directed.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Grave tampering on a mass scale at a cemetery outside Chicago. ABC's Richard Cantu with the latest on the desecration of graves and remains.
Investigators say the plot by four now former employees of the Burr Oak Cemetery in Alsip, Illinois, goes back at least 4 years. It's alleged they pocketed some $300,000 digging up hundreds of corpses so the burial plots could be resold. Cook County Sheriff Tom Dart wants a court order barring further burials until they sort things out.
Just yesterday we had a burial that did not go as it was supposed to because a gravesite was already occupied by somebody else.
Officials are trying to revoke Burr Oak's license. A class action lawsuit has been filed on behalf of people with loved ones buried at the cemetery. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Thousands are expected to turn out in Hattiesburg, Mississippi today for the funeral of former NFL quarterback Steve McNair. Thousands more set the stage last night at his viewing at a Mount Olive funeral home.
The fact that a town of 1,000 is inhabited by about 5,000 or 6,000 people just wanted to see him and say thank you and tell the family they appreciate and they understand says everything that needs to be said.
There was a brief, modest funeral for McNair's girlfriend, Sahel Kazemi, who police say shot and killed the quarterback on July 4th before turning the gun on herself. He'd been called America's first black president, and now former President Bill Clinton has a college cred. He's been named an honorary member of the historically black fraternity Phi Beta Sigma. This is ABC News.
And now, another reason to switch to Geico.
Geico is over 70 years old. Now, most of us don't go around bragging about how old we are, especially on the radio. But at Geico, they're proud of their age. It means they can deliver the expertise and reliability that only comes with years of experience. Over 70 and proud of it, that's Geico. How old am I? I'll tell you later, you know, when I'm off the radio.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Joan Bennett, ABC News.
From the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL, here's the Saturday forecast. We'll have partly sunny skies for today, a 50% chance of rain and a high of 85. Tonight, look for a low of 75, a 40% chance of rain. And for Sunday, partly sunny, a high of 88 and a 20% chance of rain. Here, live coverage for the launch of Space Shuttle Endeavour tonight, starting at 6 p.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL. It's Lou Dobbs, weekday afternoons, 3 to 6 p.m. on AM 1300 WMEL. Joining Lou Dobbs on Monday will be two of the nation's leading economic minds discussing the state of the economy of our nation. And Bob Lutz, vice chairman for General Motors Corporation, will explain why he decided to stay with the automaker and where the new GM is heading. That's Monday afternoon, 3 to 6, Lou Dobbs here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, Space and Treasure Coast. This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman. Even though the weather here in Florida is not as extreme as in other parts of the country, we are still faced with many of the same household problems, from air conditioning and heating issues to mold and mildew and the musties. I can help you with that weekend honey-do list. Join me on The Handyman Show. Talk to me, Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, on The Handyman Show, Saturday mornings at 11, here on AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, I'm a radio.
And I'm a TV.
We both give you the news.
And we both give you our opinions.
And we both let you call in and challenge us.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Call in? Challenge? What is this?
All right, you don't take calls.
From people? The public? Oh, no, no, that's too risky.
Well, for TV it is. Radio never had a problem with people.
No, you have no problem. Look at me. I'm a radio. I take calls. I can be in your car.
TV? TV? Whoa.
Sorry, the cable's down again.
I better put on the radio and find out why.
Oh, shut up.
AM 1300 WMEL.
This is Bold Talk Business Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CEO of Bold Marketing Solutions, Donna Anselmo.
Donna Anselmo. Donna Anselmo.
It's Donna Anselmo, your Bold Talk Business Radio show host. And Bold Talk Business Radio is a show for entrepreneurs, business owners, business professionals, and job seekers. And our format is designed to help you get information, insights, strategies, tips, and tools that can help you grow your business or get the next job you're looking for or enhance just what you do every day in the workplace. If you are in business, you may be wondering about one of the biggest business trends that are out there today, one of the biggest, actually, world trends out there today, which is going green. And you probably have some questions if you're a business owner or a business professional or just trying to figure out what you want to do with your own lifestyle about, well, how do I go green and what kind of choices can I make for myself and my business? And is this feasible for me and is it economical and how is it really going to help me save the world and serve my own higher purpose here. So today we have two wonderful guests. We're here with Roz Lanthorn, who is owner of Zen of Clean, which is a green and natural cleaning service offering professional green cleaning for homes and offices in Brevard County, Florida. And we're here with Mary Driscoll. And Mary spent 20 years ago was working with the Cornell Cooperative Extension in New York doing sustainable agriculture and working with green markets. And she went into the technical world and was actually in the finance world and doing recruiting and training and found herself without a job not too long ago and discovered that happened at a time when the world is going green, and it helped her to just go back to her roots. So Mary's going to tell us a little bit about her company, which is Fresh Air Water Pure, and they have a product you're going to be very interested in hearing about. So let's start with Roz and the Zen of Clean. Roz, tell us a little bit. I know you're a green consultant. That's pretty cool. I know it's a new field. What does it mean to be a green consultant?
To be a green consultant is that I took training and I became certified as a green consultant, and I could go out and assess your home or your business. We take a walkthrough with an assessment form, and we look at things like your lighting, your recycling, office products, office practices, and see what we can do to make greener choices. The business can become certified as a certified green business if they earn 100 points on our assessment, or we can work together to earning those 100 points.
So before we talk about the assessments, tell me a little bit about why would a business want to go green? What's in it for them?
What's in it for them? Well, I think there's a lot of things that are in it for them. First of all, our viewpoint on green is indoor air quality and health. So you have healthier employees, less sickness and absentee days from work for asthma, allergies, those type of respiratory illnesses. They say that a lot of that is caused by the hazardous chemicals being gassed out in your office from cleaning products, from furniture, from the carpet. All those things are off-gassing toxic products, which affect employees' health. Another reason to go green would be to save money. Energy-efficient lighting, energy-efficient air conditioning, saving energy and conserving water, using aerators on faucets, toilet bladders, things like that to save water. Another reason is to, like you said, to reach your own consciousness or your green consciousness and help the planet. And I think also it's a fantastic marketing tool. I read a study recently where luxury consumers will be spending their money with more eco-conscious companies in the future, that they're going to be looking for people who are saving money and saving the planet.
So people are making choices based on what's important to them. Cause-related marketing and social marketing is a really big thing because you want to be in sync with your customers.
Yes.
So this is something that really can help you to be the kind of business that your customer wants to work with.
I agree with that, yes.
There is, by the way, there's a business in New York, one of my clients, MC Alliance Energy Group, and he showed me a study that was really remarkable. The study showed that investment in energy conservation in a company is probably the greatest profit center that you can actually grow, because what he found is the money that you get back from retooling your office buildings, from checking all of your systems, benchmarking and monitoring them so that you get the best energy performance in your company, mm-hmm. outperforms your investment in the stock market. And the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, actually did a study, and they show the numbers. And if you look and you track, you've got the little graph, and you can look year to year and the performance of stocks and bonds versus the performance of energy conservation over time, you get a higher return on investment.
That's amazing.
Really cool.
I would love to see that.
So Mary, tell us a little bit about you and what you do. This is Mary Driscoll, and we are on Bold Talk Business Radio. This is your talk show host, Donna Anselmo, AM 1300 WMEL, the Talk to Me station. Mary, what's going on?
I started a business just about a month and a half ago called Fresh Air Water Pure, and I found a water generating system down in Vero Beach. This is a water generating system. It actually produces fresh, pure drinking water from the air.
Mary, you were telling me a story about being at your family's home. Tell us that story.
I was in North Carolina at my son's house watching TV and sitting next to a dehumidifier that was making a racket, and I was trying to decide if I needed to empty it that night or if I'd empty it in the morning. Basically throwing out about 2.5 gallons every other day of water. And I saw a very, very end of the clip on Fox News about these people down in Fort Lauderdale who had a dehumidifier that was producing purified drinking water, and I thought it was absolutely brilliant. Well, I couldn't find him, and I couldn't find him. Finally found an article in Brevard County Woman's Magazine, and it was a story about the company down in Fort Lauderdale, so I called them, and now I am the distributor for Brevard County, where we are selling what's called the E10. It's called an atmospheric water generator, basically producing pure drinking water from the air. Works very simply. It's a condensation system. The cold air condensates the moisture from the air, puts it through a UV filter, four other filters, and then again through another UV light, constantly recirculating, constantly providing 99.9% purified drinking water from the air. No need for water hookups and no need for plastic water bottles.
So how does this compare to the water that you get in those plastic bottles at the store?
Our water is pure. It's 99.9% pure. We allow slight amount of minerals to remain in the water, so it tastes a lot better than distilled water. The taste is one thing. It's wonderful. It's safe. It doesn't have any of the contaminants that plastic water carries with it. Water will take on the properties of whatever it is touching. So water actually leaches the plastic from the water. The water leaches plastic from the plastic container that it's in, and the plastic actually gets into the water, which is why you're warned not to drink your plastic bottled water after it's been sitting in the car for so long and it's getting heat. So our water is a lot safer than bottled water. You don't have to lift the heavy jugs. You're not shipping them. You're not using all of the fuel to create the plastic jugs. So our water is safer than plastic water, and it's a lot safer and a lot better than tap water also.
So if I am a company, I have a small business or a big company, and I'm thinking about, gee, maybe this is a good thing that I can do to enhance the health of my employees and also keep them happy because they know that we're on trend and doing something good for the environment as well as good for them. How do I go about this? What's involved? I see in your literature it says plug-and-go installation. What does that mean?
This is the simplest unit that you can even imagine. It's the size of a water cooler, looks just like a water cooler, only a lot cleaner and sleeker, I think. The installation takes all of about 10 minutes. You really do just plug it into a 110 outlet. We prime it with about 2.5 gallons of water, and then immediately it will start producing your purified drinking water. Very simple setup, very, very cost effective too.
So I know that in locations I've worked, and even in my home some time ago, we had the water filters, the water systems that would come with the big jugs you have to put on top of them. In your system, how is that different?
We have no big plastic jugs. We're producing the water from the air, and we're storing internally 8.5 gallons of water at all times. So you don't have to lift them. You don't have your workers' comp issues, back injuries, slipping and falling. Just picking those jugs up, they're 35-pound jugs, you're supposed to be wearing a back brace, but that can be dangerous also.
Right, and I personally remember being in offices where I couldn't lift the jug, so I couldn't have the water. So it's really nice that you can have a system that just creates and takes care of itself, right?
Correct.
Awesome.
The office that I have it in, I have it at Dr. Bohr's office in Cocoa Beach, and he's very, very high tech. He wants the latest in sterilization and the latest in all the green technology. He's in Cocoa Beach, and he invites anybody to come in and take a look at his unit and try the water. He's been using those 5-gallon jugs, and the girls were very happy to not have to be lifting those again.
That's terrific. Since you mentioned a doctor, I just want to digress here and tell you a nice little story. I had to go for an x-ray yesterday. I was over at the Vieira Diagnostic Center, and we had one of our famous Florida rainstorms. So I came out of the doctor's office, and I was in the lobby of this building, and the rain was pouring down, just coming down in droves and buckets and sheets of water, and nobody was leaving. There were these two very nice gentlemen in the lobby, a fellow named John and his son-in-law, who was a doctor, Dr. Doug McKee, over on the corner of Spyglass and Murrell in the building over there, and he and his wife started a family practice. So none of us wanted to venture out into the rain. What ended up happening was they decided finally, after a while, they were going to brave it, and they went out and they got their cars. And I just want to talk about one of the best sustainable things in the world, which is kindness, because I had turned around, went back into a different doctor's office for a minute, came out, and Dr. McKee came back to the building. He had brought his own car around, put it under the overhang, came in and said, "I came back to get you. I'm going to drive you to your car." So for me, that's like one of the best sustainable business
strategies, and I just wanted to thank Dr. McKee and John, if you're listening out there, let you know how much I appreciated that.
That's great.
Okay. Roz, tell us a little bit more about the Zen of Clean. You were talking earlier about doing an assessment. What's it like to walk through an assessment for green business?
Well, I would meet with the business owner or someone they designate to me, and we would look at things like energy efficiency for your lighting, your computers. Are you turning your computers off at night? There's no need to keep them running all night long. Air conditioning and heating. Have you had an energy audit from Fluor FPL? Energy conservation, using power strips that can be turned off in the evenings, energy audits, power filters. Water conservation, things like Mary's water cooler. That is so, I think that's such a fantastic way of conserving water. Faucet aerators and fixing those leaky plumbing problems, getting those fixed. Indoor air quality, having the air quality testing and see how that could be improved. A toxic-free workplace. This is where my business comes in. To replace those hazardous chemicals that are under the sinks and replace them with greener, healthier products. Using a green janitorial service or just using green products if you clean your own office. Implementing a recycling program and a waste reduction program. A simple way to reduce waste is quit using the styrofoam cups and plates in your office. Ask your employees to bring in their own plate and cups, or you could have coffee mugs imprinted with your office logo and use those in the coffee area. It would reduce so much waste going to the landfill. Changing your normal office supply product list to eco-friendly products. You know, maybe buy 10 eco-friendly products.
How do I find out about those products?
Office Depot, all the major companies with their catalogs, they have them and they show them that they're eco-friendly. We recently put eco-friendly urinal screens in offices.
I didn't know have those.
I found one. So there are eco-friendly products of all kinds. And a lot of these changes that you can make offer tax incentives and credits from the state government and the federal government. So there's cost savings for incentives and also cost savings over the long run.
Right. And as I had mentioned, my friend over at MC Alliance Energy Group, he goes in and he helps people look at the cost savings and will help them to get the rebates so that in the end, your investment in energy savings comes back to you and pays for itself very quickly.
That's correct.
Yeah. Right. We all have heard the mantra, reduce, reuse, recycle. I know that you are working with the Brevard Green Team. Mm-hmm. Can you tell us a little bit about that? What is the Brevard Green Team?
The Brevard Green Team is a nonprofit organization that was recently set up. I think they're about a year old. One of their products is they will put recycling bins for cans and plastic bottles at your location. They can be sponsored by a local business for a very minimal fee. And they're covering all events too, like sports events and events at the port, things like that. So people would recycle the bottles at that event. And then they take the recycled products, the cans and the plastic, and they're donating them to nonprofit organizations in the area that actually use the product to raise funds, or the product is recycled and used in manufacture right here in Brevard County. So it's a really fantastic organization. I'm recently became a member, and I'll be teaching some classes, Green 101, on how you can become green in
and
simple ways.
And where will you be teaching that?
We're going to be teaching at the Home Center that's in Vieira, on Murrell and Vieira area. It's a new center, and it's several different companies that have different products for your home, and their focus is on green also. So we'll be teaching the classes there. They can find out by going out to their website, which is www.brevardgreenteam.org.
That's great. And while you're at that, why don't you tell us how can people get in touch with you if they want to know about green certification or about green cleaning? We've got about 4 minutes left.
Okay. You can reach me at rlanthorn@cfl.rr.com and also at my website, which is zenofclean.com.
So Mary, let's talk about a little bit about the fresh air, water pure, and some of the frequently asked questions that people come to you with. What are some of the things that people want to know when they're considering changing their water system?
One of the things they really have to understand is that we're taking water from the air, which is very, very pure water. Most companies are trying to filter water that they're getting from the tap. So this is a total different way of getting water. It's not coming through the aquifer where all the fertilizers and pesticides and so forth are going to be taken from. We take it from the air. It's pure. That's one of the hardest things for people to get over, is the water's coming from a purer source. To begin with, what we're doing is keeping it clean. The next question that I often get is, well, what about power consumption? It uses about 400 watts of power to run these. The future of fresh air water pure is going to be in a solar unit that will be able to run this unit anywhere. And the next thing is going to be a whole house unit where we will produce enough water from the air to produce all the water for the household needs, including laundry, washing, dishes, showers, and so forth, one of our units.
Wow.
So that's the future of fresh air, water pure, and the atmospheric water generator. It's a whole house unit, and being able to take these to developing countries that really don't have any drinking water whatsoever.
So tell us a little bit about that. Your company is involved in going to other nations and small communities where there are water problems.
My mission is bringing pure water to the world. Eventually, we will be taking these units to developing countries to give pure drinking water to the world, and that is my goal.
Great. Mary, tell us a little bit about your background and how you found yourself in this business, and making the shift from finance to water systems. How do you find that?
I found, when I saw this system, I just thought it was absolutely brilliant. I really viewed it as the solution and the best alternative to tap water and to bottled water. I was just absolutely convinced that this is going to be the way that we get our water in the future.
And I understand you're hiring people, so this goes to not only green and earth and environment sustainability, but you and your company also are helping economic sustainability here. So.
Absolutely. We're looking for salespeople to sell these units, and that will bring green for them. And this unit is very cost effective when you're comparing it to bottled water. So we're green not only for green for the environment, but green for economy.
And Roz, we have less than a minute left, but I know you had been in the IT world before you.
Yes, So I
moved into green.
I'm a recovered IT person and started a green cleaning company. I had no idea I would become a housekeeper for my career, but it's very rewarding to me to go in and help people to make their home healthier and cleaner.
Okay, so one last comment. Let's quickly let people know how to contact you, Mary.
My website is www.freshairwaterpure.com. My phone number is 321-626-2643. My email is mary@freshairwaterpure.com.
Thank you. This is Donna Anselmo, Bold Talk Business Radio. Come back and listen to us next week. We've got another great guest for you.
Bush has control. Coming off turn four, Jimmy Johnson makes one last try.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup Series is on MRN Radio. Coverage continues Saturday with the LifeLock.com 400 from Chicagoland Speedway. Hear it live at 7:15 p.m. on MRN Radio, the voice of NASCAR. And for ticket information, go to MyRaceTravel.com.
Hear all of the action on your home for NASCAR, AM 1300 WMEL.
Hello, friends. This is Steve Erlanger, publisher of the Hometown News. Hometown News has been voted one of the top three community newspapers in the country for six straight years. Do you know why? Well, you will when you read it. Join over 120,000 of your friends and neighbors and sign up for your free subscription. Call now, 866-913-NEWS or go to hometownnewsol.com. Your local edition of Hometown News will be delivered to your home each week for free. The most local news, great offers, and specials from area merchants for free.
It's Duke and the Doctor, weekday mornings 9 to 11 a.m. on the Talk to Me station, AM 1300 WMEL.
AM 1300 WMEL.